This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. I enjoy a good story, hearing where folks have come from and what their passions are, learning the history of a place, understanding how innovation is opening new doors on the farm. Stories help us understand our neighbors and our world, and we are all meant to be lifelong learners. That is one of the things I love about farming, how our business and way of life are built around the importance of growth. That commitment to growing and doing better each season is what drives our sustainability on the farm and shapes agriculture's story of growth. We live in a world of sound bites, video clips, and tweets. Sometimes these snapshots give us a quick scope of what's happening around the world each day. But the flip side is that we often miss out on the fuller story. A quote or a statistic can be taken out of context, and then misunderstandings spread like wildfire. Sadly, this has happened too often with the story of agriculture's impact on the environment. One number that can't tell us all we need to know of the amazing work and dedication that has gone on into reducing our environmental footprint while we meet the demands of feeding a growing population. Last week, the EPA released its emissions report for all industries in 2019. U.S. agriculture remains a small slice of the greenhouse gas emissions pie at roughly 10% by economic sector. On its own, that snapshot shows great achievement, especially when we stack our industry up against the rest of the economy and consider how far we have come in just a couple of generations. What's more, when you factor in land management and forestry practices, agriculture boasts net emissions of minus 2%. But if we dig a little deeper, the story gets better. For example, U.S. agricultural production has increased significantly over the years to meet demand, but we haven't increased use of land or other resources. We are producing 143 times more food today than 30 years ago, while the amount of fertilizer and water used for farming has stayed about the same. Not only that, but we are also producing more food using less farmland, 30 million acres less than in 1990, as more land has turned to development with our growing urban and suburban populations. Our AFBF economists crunched the numbers, and when you look at population increases, U.S. agriculture's emissions per capita have decreased by 15%. We are not kicking back and declaring our sustainability job done, however. Just the opposite. Agriculture's achievements over the last few decades give us greater confidence that we can continue to be part of climate smart solutions. That is why Farm Bureau is at the table sharing agriculture's story and helping shape policy that will promote market-based voluntary sustainability practices. Environmental stewardship is central to our calling as farmers and ranchers. We don't do this work for the headline or the soundbite, and that's probably why it took us so long to get better at sharing our story. Sustainability on the farm is the work we do to honor the generations who came before us and to empower those who will follow us. One of the first lessons my father taught me in farming was, if you take care of the land, it will take care of you. As we take care of the land together, we are taking part in a story that spans generations. It's a story we can be proud of even as we work together to write the next chapter. AFBF President Zippy Duval commented Tuesday on the reintroduction of the Growing Climate Solutions Act. He said that AFBF welcomes the introduction of the Growing Climate Solutions Act, which builds on the strong foundation of environmental stewardship in American agriculture by providing more clarity and guidance for farmers and ranchers as they explore or expand participation in carbon markets. He added that this bill is evidence lawmakers can come together in a bipartisan manner to find solutions to environmental challenges while respecting the role of farmers and ranchers as they feed families around the globe. A new report released Tuesday by EY finds that repealing the step up in basis tax provision would damage the gross domestic product and significantly decrease job creation. The study was conducted for the Family Business Estate Tax Coalition, which includes almost 60 organizations representing family-owned businesses, including AFBF. The EY study found middle-class, family-owned businesses would be particularly hard hit by the repeal. Currently, when someone inherits assets, they aren't taxed on the appreciation that happened before they inherited them. If family-owned farms, small businesses, or manufacturers are forced to pay capital gains accrued by the prior owner, they would likely face large tax bills that put the future of their business at risk. The Federal Communications Commission is encouraging the use of the FCC Speed Test app. The app is used to collect speed data as part of the Measuring Broadband America program. The network coverage and performance information gathered from the speed test data will help to inform FCC's efforts to collect more accurate and granular broadband deployment data and improve its broadband coverage maps. The FCC Speed Test app is available in the Google Play Store for Android devices and in the Apple App Store for iOS devices. AFBF supported the Broadband Data Act, which was signed into law last March. The American Connection Coalition, of which AFBF is a member, sent a letter asking President Biden and congressional leadership for swift implementation of the legislation. As restaurants, banquet halls, schools, and other food service venues begin to reopen from pandemic-related shutdowns and restrictions, California farmers who market into these channels say they continue to adapt to changes in demand as they try to navigate an economic landscape that remains largely uncertain, according to a recent article in Ag Alert, California Farm Bureau's weekly newspaper. Many farmers made planting decisions months ago when there was less certainty regarding if or when some of those customers would return. Illinois Farm Bureau will be the financial sponsor of this year's Illinois Presh Foundation mini-grants program that assists existing media programs at public and private high schools throughout the state. Selected schools receive grants of up to $1,500 from the Illinois Press Foundation to pay for a computer, software, or other equipment needed for a high school student's media program to produce print or online newspapers. School media programs will be receiving application information on Monday, with requests due on or before May 14th. Funds or equipment will be received in September. The mini-grants program will provide funding or equipment to as many as 15 high school media programs. According to Chris Magnuson, Executive Director of Illinois Farm Bureau's News and Communication Division, Illinois Farm Bureau is excited to be a part of a program that will assist Illinois high school students in developing their writing and reporting skills while also sharing the news of their school. These types of hands-on opportunities typically create future career goals, and it's exciting to think that some of these students could one day help tell agriculture and rural America's story. Jerry Rippert, president of the Illinois Press Foundation Board, called Illinois Farm Bureau's sponsorship great news and added the mini-grants program has always been special to him. For more information about the Illinois Press Foundation's mini-grants program, email Rogers at jrogers@illinoispress.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.